It's Tuesday, August 4th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslims in Uganda, Africa have killed two more Christians in the Lake Nakua area in the eastern end of the country. A 25-year-old pastor and 22-year-old church member were both beaten and drowned in the lake sometime around the evening of June 22nd. According to a relative, one of the Muslims told the Christians just the day before, quote, "We have discovered that your mission is not to fish, but to hold Christian meetings and then convert Muslims to Christianity. We are not going to take this mission of yours lightly. This is our last warning to you," end quote. Morningstar News reports that, quote, "hundreds of Christians, including many church leaders from Anglican, Pentecostal, Catholic, and other denominations, attended the funeral for the two slain Christians on June 24th, end quote. As The Worldview reported, last week the Mexican Supreme Court ruled against a national move to decriminalize abortion during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. So far, only two of 32 Mexican states have legalized abortion on demand. And of the South and Central American nations, only Cuba, Uruguay, and French Guyana have legalized abortion. In the words of Psalm 82, "Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, deliver the poor and needy, free them from the hand of the wicked." Black Lives Matter riots in Portland, Oregon, have now taken to burning Bibles, registering their commitment to opposing Christ and His Word. Left-wing activists brought a stack of Bibles to burn in front of the federal courthouse there, reports CBN. Ian Chung, managing editor of Human Events, posted this comment, quote, "Do not be under the illusion that these protests and riots are anything but an attempt to dismantle all of Western civilization and upend centuries of tradition and freedom of religion," end quote. Black Lives Matter has also officially registered support for abortion and sexual perversions on their public website. Read the top 10 reasons why Ryan Bomberger, a black Christian pro-life activist, will never support Black Lives Matter through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is encouraging his Facebook crowd to support Pastor John MacArthur for opening his church despite the pushback from the civil magistrate. According to the post, MacArthur has received a letter from the county government threatening fines and a possible arrest for the actions taken by Grace Community Church. Franklin Graham urged Southern California residents to attend services at MacArthur's church. He said, quote, "Not only will you hear a great message from the Bible, but this would be taking an important stand for our religious freedom," end quote. Last Sunday, according to reports received by The Worldview, the church building was packed and an overflow crowd gathered in a tent outside. Over the last week, gold has hit an all-time high, now at $1,971 per ounce. That's almost double what it was at its 2008 peak. Silver topped $24.40 an ounce, up from a $12 low in March. U.S. gun sales have increased by 80% since the COVID-19 crisis hit, reports Fox News. The National Shooting Sports Federation announced background checks are up 48% year over year, including 2.5 million first-time gun buyers. As of 2019, 47 million American households owned guns. That's 37% down, though, from 43% in the early 2000s. Jonathan Isaac, a black NBA basketball player, became the first to refuse to wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. He also refused to kneel before Black Lives Matter, reports the Christian Post. In a press interview, Orlando Magic's Jonathan Isaac said the real answer to America's problem is the gospel.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is that there's grace for us, and that Jesus came and died for our sins, and that if we all will come to an understanding of that and understand that God wants to have a relationship with us, that we can get past skin color, we can get past all the things in our world that are messed up, jacked up. I think when you look around, racism isn't the only thing that plagues our society. I feel like the answer to it is the gospel.
And finally, a Christian pastor from Abilene, Texas, was on his way to church on a Sunday morning when a drunk driver crossed the median and hit the pastor's car head-on. While his daughter escaped injury, Pastor Darren Ray broke multiple bones and lost his leg in the accident, reports FaithWire.com. Remarkably, he forgave the offender of a $2.5 million debt. In an interview with I Am Second, Pastor Darren of Wiley Baptist Church described the dramatic courtroom moment.
They held a court hearing, a restitution hearing. I went before the judge and I asked the judge to forgive the amount of debt that this man owed us directly. The judge looked at me and said, "Why do you want to forgive this man that debt?" And I looked at that judge and I told him, "Because I have a Savior that forgave me my debts that I could never repay." And he looked at me, and then he looked over at the court reporter, and he said, "I want you to take every word that Mr. Ray had said, and I want you to send it to this man and have the warden read it to him." When I learned how to forgive this guy, it made me better and not bitter.
The nine-minute-long interview is worth watching, and you can find the link through our transcript today at theworldview.com. Remember what Jesus told us. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Luke 6, verses 27 through 28. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, August 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.